Simen Nun Gimel Sif Yud Ches. Now let us just learn this Sif and let us see the Mishnah Brura, and then let us try to explain the time of this halacha. Ha'omer eini yored lifnei ha'teva. The person was approached. He should daven for the yomet, and he gave a reason. I'm not going to daven for the yomet mipnei shebegodai tzvuyim, because my begodim are colored. I won't go and daven for the yomid with colored begodim. Oy mipnei sheberagli sandal, or because I'm wearing a sandal. So that is why I don't want to daven. So we don't understand the reasoning as yet, but let's just go further. And then they were mapped, and then he says, okay, I'll go. So I said, no. He's not allowed to go. Because the apikursim are makpid on this, not to daven, but colored begodim. So we are chayish. Maybe at that time there was a machshav and apikulsis, so we won't let him daven. Ago, so the Rama says, v'afilim noisin amasol ledvoro, afilim later he'll give a reason, we'll see, perhaps a legitimate reason why he did not want to daven for the yomid with colored begodim, lay mahani. It doesn't help. So that we don't understand too much. Let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Then perhaps we also won't understand too much. Then we'll try to elaborate. Lo yeireid afilu imhu mischore tachakach. Leide yeschorote. Poima areini oive bitzbuiv. They told him daven for the yomid. He said, no, I'm not going to daven. I have a colored shirt. I'm not going to daven for the yomid. And they said, they were mafsim. They said, okay, I'll do it. Leishav kinelei. So we will not permit him to daven. So this davening, which he was approached by the tzibur to daven, and he was mesarib. He said, I'm not davening. So on this davening, we are chayish that nizrikaboy derech apikulsis. He said something that makes us think that he's an apikulsis. And so the kivin shalei shemano. So this davening, we will not let him daven. What's another davening? The kivin shalei shamanu mimenu behed yedifei apikosis. Since we did not hear from him, other divrei apikosis, the only thing he said was, I'm not going to daven because I have a red shirt or a colored shirt. That's all what we heard. Dailochus adeis aleisa tfilu levat. So for that tefillah, we have to be chayish. Maybe it was nizrika by divrei apikursis, the next tefillah, if he tells him to daven, he goes to daven, we will not make an asik what he had said before. But by this tefillah, we don't understand anything. We'll explain to him. Amasle kigain sha'omar shediburi hoy. The later he says, he gives an answer. He explains himself. He wants to wear white pagodim to cover the mokim. Become mokim, kimin shatsibo, bikshu mimena lispala hemka, vayhoye vayli yisawun. That means it's covered the mokim if he is more mechubedikados. But since the tzibur asked him, and he said, no, I'm not davening, so we will not let him daven. Tiva de bedina muta. Kosa b'pri chodosh, b'chodosh es davki macha kach oma ha-masla. That means if he said this reason, he wants l'kvoid ha-mokim to daven with white clothing, and he says this later, so then we will not accept it. Abu Miyad Sha'omar Sha'ini Oiver Bitzvuyim Omar Taikif Atav. But if on the minute they approached him to daven, and he said, I have colored the Godim, and twice, I don't think this is a covered Shamayim that I should daven with covered the Godim, Shein Derech Kovim Hashem Ki'im B'Lavonim Yeret Ayin Shem. So this Allah is very unclear. So I have two Gesechen in my Chedushim HaMesechtes Megillah, a Malbim. And with this Malbim, perhaps we will have a different insight in this whole halacha. The Malbim says as follows. The Bible says, Ika halavush ba'odom shetzorech liyos noeh, the levush, a person has to have nice begodim, who gufoy, his guf, that should be nice. Sheyilbash boy es aneshome. There's a posik, oir uboso talbi sheini. That Eve said that the skin and bones that I have, that is the levush of my neshama. So that means the guf ha'odom, that's a levush of the neshama, that's his levush. And that's what others say when a person is nifter, so it's not, so the levush was put into the ground. That's, but not that, the levush is not him. The person is the nefesh, and the ruach, the neshama, that's the guf ha'odom. The bosar and oil, that's the levush. So the Malbim says, a person should be makpid, that his levush should be nice. You know what levush we're speaking about? The oil of bosar, his body should be nice. That means it should be... That there's an Indian of noi in the levush. Avol al levush sheyalbish al gufay. But the begodim he wears on his guf, there's no Indian that should be nice. So he's like shalim. It should be torn. It should cover his body. Kedei lechasoisay. Now, ואם הוא אינו רוצה לעבור לפני הטבע, מחמא שבגודו צבויים. He doesn't want to daven for the Rebbein Shlomai because his begodim are not nice. So he is coming, this is not a terdike machshove. He is going with a machshove, with a shkove, the clothes make the person. No, that's not that's terdike. The clothes cover the person, but it doesn't make the person. The tzibur went over to him and told him they want him to daven for the abbot. And he said, no, my clothes are tzvuyim, they're colored, ve'einam noyim. Moire, that shows she'iker etzloi bigdei hachutz. That's what he holds. The iker is how you look, how the outside begodim look, that is your hashkofe. And if my clothing is not nice, how can I daven? So you have a different outlook in clothing. Clothing is not, the clothing does not make the person. The clothing is what you are wearing. So memela, so if he is, he's not going to daven, the main thing is the outer begodim. He doesn't think about the ikra begod. The ikra is oyro boshel talbishayni. How is his guf? How is his meisim? How is that standing in front of the Rabbeinu Shloilam? He's just thinking about his tie clashes with the shirt, so he can't daven. So I'll kapon him. So that is apikusis. That means so your whole outlook on avodas Hashem is a different outlook in Ganson. And that's his chesaron. He can't daven because his begodim, his outward begodim are not nice. by the Rebbeinu Shalom, this makes a chesmen, this is Hanika by the Rebbeinu Shalom. Masha begodem einem noy, fine. So that's apikosis. That is apikosis. He has a different hashkofe. He feels that he is what his clothing is. And if his clothing are not nice, so he's not the Kavadik to daven for the Rebbeinu Shalom. This is apikosis. This is not Das Teure. This is Das apikosis. Now, if he says later that I want to wear Levonim al Kvod Shamayim, so that means this is a very fine line. That means if he says I don't want to daven because I am not properly attired. Why am I not properly attired? Because it's colored. So you attribute the chesaron to yourself, that you yourself are chaser, are not capable to daven because your clothing is colored. So you attribute that. In order to daven for the Rebbeinu Shalom, the ikir is that the tie should match with the shirt and shouldn't clash. And if you have colored begodim, it's there's a chesaron in you. If it's a chesaron in you, so that's apikosis. That is apikosis. So we don't let him daven. I'm sorry. The people told him to daven. He's the one to daven. How could I daven? But if he says. So if he says later, no, I didn't mean I couldn't daven with covered condom. I mean, out great shemayim, out the covered of the boys, I wanted to put on the chubidike begodim. And out not, and I understand by me it's no difference. But out great shemayim, we find, the Medrash says by Esau, that Gamliel said that, Rabbi Gamliel said that he was not zoiche to be mishamish his father like Esau was mishamish Yitzchak. When Esau went to be mishamish Yitzchak, he put on pigday malchus. So Esau saw what the sinyan of is to be mishamish Yitzchak. He put on pigday malchus. So the pigday malchus is of the covet of Yitzchak, the kvodoy. I'm going to go and put on pigday malchus. So that means like this. If he says he wants to put on white for God, not because I'm different. I'm different if I'm wearing a white on white shirt or a checkerboard shirt. I'm a different person. That's a pikusus. But if I'm saying it's more becomedic for to be mishamish to the Rebbeinu Shalom, that's a kosher attainment. That is true. But so the chat is like this. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says. If when they told him to daven, even told him to daven with his shirt and with his colored begodim, they wanted him to daven. And he says, so it matters what he says. If he says, I can't daven because I'm not properly attired, so then we hear from him that the noy, he has to have a noy of a levush. That means the levush makes him. If he had proper begodim, then he could properly be mispal before the Rebbeinu Shalom. If he didn't have proper begodim, so then he couldn't be mispal before the Rebbeinu Shalom. So that's what Pikul says. But if he said later, no, really I didn't want to daven because I think it's more becoming for the Rebbeinu Shalom to daven, so we don't believe him. We say he's saying a lie now. They told him to daven and doesn't. So now they're going to look at him that he's not a kohen, so that he doesn't need that. So Al Kapon says, no, I meant something else. But so the Pri Chodesh says, but if with the minute they told him to daven, he says, no, I want to daven the godim levonim recover the Rebbeinu Shloilam. So he puts it in a different limelight. So then. Then that's mutatake. That's lechayr pshat in the and this is a malbim. So
this is
what does this chabud apikos him?
No, instead of saying I can't afford that, but I'm wearing this clothes, it's my.
If zikha permitted, there's no shayla about it. I mean, bismancha, this was zikha permitted. There's no shayla about it. They came over to him. Yeah, fakert, it's not fakert. They're mamsim. And he says, no, I can't. I feel I can't. So that means, so that's, he is a different ashkofa. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know what I had written it down in my Chedushim HaMasechtos Megillah. I wrote down the Malbim, but I didn't write down where I saw the Malbim. But it's a Malbim, that's for sure. It's not, I wrote it B'Shem HaMalbim. It's a B'Mezhi Kizach. Yeah, but... I understand. But here we're talking about something else. That no one would restrain themselves from not davening with colored begodim. But he says, I can't daven. That's a pikusis because... they told him to daven for the yomit. He said, I can't daven. I'm wearing a colored begodim. I can't daven. So he felt his shleimus comes about with proper begodim. No, it matters. No, that's we said. That's the chiluk. It's a fine line. That bezman chazal that was an apikosis. I mean, that matters. What's the chazal? If he's doing that I am not with my shleimus because I am covered begodim. That's wrong. Your shleimus, you're not. If not the clothes make the man. Not the clothes make the man. You are what you are. Your goof is your clothes. Not the shirt. The clothes don't make the man. If you say it's more good covered for the Rabbein Shalom to have, I should daven in a white shirt, then that's something else. It's a chesaron in me. It's a covered the Rabbein Shalom. What? The Tzibur wanted him like this. The Tzibur wanted him to daven. They went to him to daven. He says, no, I can't. That's a pikusis. If you're saying you can't, so you have a whole... They want to make rules for something else. Yeah. That's something else. But here's talking about Pumfakir. They wanted him to daven. He says, I can't. How can I daven? So that means something. He hears the wrong discovery.
I'm not wowing. I'm in a red shirt.
That doesn't make you not goy. That's your mistake. Your shirt, your white shirt, or your red shirt does not make you... You're not going because of something else.
I can't red shirt from work. I can't tell.
So that's wrong. That's wrong. Yeah, no problem. No, because Fakert, they told him to daven, and he felt he can't daven. So he felt the clothing is making him what he is. So, and that's wrong. What he is that's the goof. Not Roy, not Roy is irrelevant. He says, because of the red clothing, I'm not Roy. Okay, let's go a little further. Let's go a little further. But this is L'chay Reb Shad. Let's go further. You test. Yesh, my name... Geir milay shliach tzibur. Others say that a geir cannot be a shliach tzibur. V'nitchu divrayim. But we don't paskin like them. We paskin a geir could be a shliach tzibur. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Mem tes milay shliach tzibur l'fi shlo yuchal leima alakei aveisaino. The nusach is alakei aveisaino. It's not aveisaino because. Avo, so what Avo Kshim is Paolo Beinei Leveinatzmai, so this day Yehoz, Yema Alekei Avayish Yisrael. That means when he davens, he can't say Avayishainu, his father was a goy. So he davens Alekei Avayish Yisrael. But since by Chazor HaShatz, you can't say Alekei Avayish Yisrael, you can't say a different Nusa. That's why they say again, it cannot be a Shatz. We'll talk about that soon. Yeah. V'nitche devrayim. V'yoch eloyim agam kein alakei aveisaino. Avram Nikro Av Hamayim Goyim. Avram is called Av Hamayim Goyim. Kedusiv Ki Av Hamayim Goyim Nisaticho. Now it's very interesting. Why? Mivnei Shelimad L'chol Ha'ilam Emunas Hashem. He taught Emunas Hashem. So I'd like to just say, but why is he called Av Hamayim Goyim? He taught Emunas Hashem. There's a Rashi in Veschanon. Rashi says in Veschanon, by the parasha of Krishna, Vishinantam Livonecha. So Rashi says, Livonecha Eilu HaTalmidim. And then Rashi says, V'nekach HaRav Kori Ov. In the Rav is called the father. Ovi Yovi Rechem Yisrael. So Rashi says that there is, and there's a Goyin in Mishlei, the Goyin says that there's a father Begufoi and a father Al Nafshoi. That it means there's a person has in himself Ruchnius and Gashmius. So the Gashmius Dikya father, his biological father, that's his father. But he has another father, a father who was Madrichim and Ruchnius, that's also called his father. Ovi, Ovi, Rechem Yisrael. And that's why Rashi says, the Rabbi Nishom is called our father, Avinu Shabashmayim, because he teaches us. So Avram was called Av Hamayim Goyim. He taught the Yesodis of the moon to the world. So that's an oath. That's also called an oath. You can say Av Yisaynu. Now, let's go further. Shliach Tzibur Mamza. What if the Shliach Tzibur is a Mamza? Toli b'machloikis. So now we'll hear a machloikis apayiskim. Im Mamza kosha lichtev tefillin. So there's a machlokes if a mamzer can write tefillin. We won't go why he couldn't write. Al kaponim, so others say he can't write. So the Shiur Knesset Gedolah says, since he can't write tefillin, he cannot be a shliach tzibur. And to understand this connection is also not poshut. So Lefizah, but the Mishnah Berurah says, Lamogin Avram B'Simel Lametesh Shekos V'Shem Bedarki Moshe, the Mutter Lichtev Tzilin is Mutter Lich Tzibur. So Al Koponim, the Knesset HaGdolah said it depends if he's capable to write Tzilin, and so the Mishnah says according to that, he will be able to be a Shatz, because Allah HaVipas can he can write Tzilin. Amna B'Sefer B'Kiyesh B'Yiradei Reish Payalot, now, I think I looked up all these Marim Mekoymas, I didn't say clearly, but I think Pshat is as follows. Mamza is also lovely Bekal Hashem. He's not allowed to marry Abbas Yisrael. He's also lovely Bekal Hashem. So a person who is also loving the Kalal Hashem, he cannot be a shliach for the Kalal Hashem. To be mighty Kalal, if he's out of Kalal Hashem, he's out, he's not Kalal Hashem. He can be mighty others with his tefillin. It seems that's how the Bikki Yosef Paschal.
Do I mention Mamzer?
That's right. But he has a Mordek Amayla. Mamza has a Amayla. No, but he can't be a Shliach Tzibba. A Shliach Tzibba is something else. Let me just tell you one thing. A Mamza Talmud Chochem is Mochoshim and a Kohen Gadol Amoros. That's right. You're right. But who can do the Avoide? Not the Mamza. The Kohen Gadol can do it. I mean, there's certain halach. But, yeah. But he's a Kohen Gadol. So, okay, a Kohen Gadol can do the Avodah. There's certain tnoim by certain pulas. In order to be nichnas for Kodesh Kodesh, you have to be a Kohen. He could be the biggest Talmud Chacham, he's not a Kohen. To be a Shatz, you cannot be a Shatz for Kahal Hashem if I'm out of Kahal Hashem. I mean, you may be Kamailas, and I love Habu, you'll be Leila Leila. But I'll capon them to be a Shatz. That you yourself do not belong to the Kal Hashem. So you can't be mighty them.
Are you worried about
time?
Yes.
Huh?
Are you worried about
No, we're talking about the mamza, mamza. That's the mamza, we're talking about mamza. That's talking about, again, we said he could be a shot. A mamza is not allowed to be a shot. Okay, fine. Now, let's go further to the mechaba. Now, we are speaking about appointing a shatz kavua. So now the mechaba is going to speak about as follows. But afilu yochid yochel la'akev, so we're in the appointing stage. Everyone comes together, want to appoint Yankel. They should be a shatz. And the yochid comes and says, no, and he'll give legitimate reasons. I don't want that Yankel should be a shatz. And the Yochid should play the yechazen. So Memele, so he has a koyach to protest. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So far, Shaploini Yechazen, now any Reuter, the Davke, so now, yeah, no, I skipped, Yochalakev, but Eise Ismanus, when they're coming together to appoint a Shas, Vatam, Shreya Tfilis bin Koim Hatmidin Tiknum, Tfilis are the mocking of the Akrob of the Kobum Tome. V'chol Yishro Yeshlam Chelek B'tmidim. And every Yid is a Chelek in the Tmidim. U'mi Yuchel L'hakriv Korbon Yishro Midate. That means the Tfilah of Hashat is Bizmaneinu like the Avoide of the Kobum Tome. The Kobum Tome was a Kobum Sibu. And the Shat is also like he's was connected to me, them Tiknun. So you're being, so your tefillah for us is like a kavas atomit. And if I don't want you, I hold you not going to be. So Mamele, he's capable of protesting. Imloy shekvar hiskim olav. Unless he was maskim a later, he changes his mind. Lachem means he was appointed and later he changed his mind. So then it's too late. Ozen Yochid, Gam Chatzi Akal Yechem Laviloi. That means that if he was appointed already, and then later, Afilu half of the Kohol changed their mind, they could not change their mind already. He was appointed. Afilu Reitzim Lipim Leischorim Yishuvah. They want to pay him. They have forgotten now that they appointed him, but he's appointed already. They want to pay him up, they'll give him more of his spirit. If he didn't do anything wrong, now they come to the conclusion he's not the proper chazan. But if he didn't do anything wrong, he was appointed already, so he cannot be misalik. If Reiv of the Kohol have a reason now, they want that he should not be their chazan, so now they can be maver him. If they pay him, they pay him. And Reva Kol doesn't want him, so now he's not Merutzel the Reva Kol, they can be mother. V'achshav, that's Pizman, the previous time. V'achshav, Roshus Avil Rak, B'yat Shiva, Astoy, V'yir, Ein Nivro. He says, nowadays, the decision who should be a shatz is not given over to the whole Kol. There's a selected group of people who they are those who decide who should be the shatz and should not be the shatz. Period. Any right, so we said, a yochid can say, I don't want. The dafke sheshlich tzadi doesn't want. So now, it's like, so we're in the beginning stage. I mean, we don't have a shatz as yet. And this yochid says, I don't want him. He gives his reason. The davke sheshliach tzibur acher shiuchal kol afkiri b'domo. That means, we will listen to your opinion. You say, we hear what you say. But if there's another alternative, they'll have a different shliach tzibur, and they can hire a different shliach tzibur with the same amount of money. So we'll listen to your request that we should not appoint him. But if you don't have a different shliach tzibur with this money, the other shliach tzibur wants more money. Yecholim akol loy meloy. So that means we're in the appointing stage. He comes and says, and he gives all the reasons. I don't want him to be the chazan because of these and these reasons. And these are reasons that can be accepted. But the shaila is, so what will be? So if we have another chazan, which will take the same amount of money, we'll listen to you. We're mechuyev to listen to you. But if the other chazan that is available costs more money, listen, we can't afford. If you want the second bowel filler, so you pay for it. You foot the bill for that what it costs more. Va'af im yivar tanosi sheseini isa sheini humu'ula minarishin keneget haisus atomit. The fellow will prove that the reason that the second is asking more money is because he's a better shot. We're getting our money's worth by hiring him. That's true, he's a better Baltfiller, but for us this Baltfiller is also good. You have a time, you don't want him for a Baltfiller, so... We need a bowel filler. We don't have more money. If you want to foot the bill, the cover godel. And if not. And the righteous b'loini yechazen. Who adin b'chol amenuyim yochelim chayis. All positions he could be meicher. Afilu b'chochem abetz teira, teifish yeshiva. They want to make someone to become rosh yeshiva. So he could say, I don't want him. V'daf kishreitza l'kabalach. Again. He doesn't want to be a Rosh Hashim. He doesn't want to be a Rosh. Pshit Hashem b'machos eklum. Ba'afilu ha'miyit yecholim lochif l'roiv, the miyit can force the roiv to hire a Rosh Hashim. Ba'afilu b'roitze l'man nisach, emayse yishirei v'kol maskim olav huonim mizeh. That if he wants also another Rosh Hashiva, but the Kol wants someone better, Gam Ken in the Yochel Limchais. That's the Philip, Meet Yechem Lochiv Lavoy Liske Mula. Kosav Achoyne. Now, Shazer Hadin the Shulchan Aruch Davke B'Yemeim, that B'Yemeim, by the beginning of the appointments, we listened to Adash Yochit, Avol Hayoyim, She Yedua, it means nowadays people have their opinions and they want, like this whole answer, the Chabanos and Shalei L'Shem Shemayim. Im ho yitzchichem lisha l'cho yochid v'yochid binyin ha-menuyim. So if we'll have to ask the opinion of everyone, Bein lini mini ashat, imar betzteire, ba'abezen, bein v'chol ke'agav, noyim eskim v'loilop. You'd never have such a thing, because they'll never agree. Okay, so nowadays, this halach is not applicable. Okay, n'erchem, lisha l'chol, okay, n'erchem, acharei, peire, hamas, atul apsulei, kuvim, and there we go. Those who pay the taxes, we go, bosarei, veis, and that's it. But nowadays we don't call both of that either. Haminu sheichem achashim estaviyir, achan ilonim akolos. And nowadays we have a certain group of people that they have the courage to decide who will be a shot. Kol mokim amokim upim in hogig. Ba'akil shuayil ba'amachloikas. That's why the halacha changed nowadays, because if we will start reckoning with every yochid, we'll get no place quick. They must give an ala yochit. Bamoknevrom kosav oitav. Loishayach hayoim. This din that was previously this man chazal that a yochit could be moise. The loishayach hayoim din ikiv yochlin shlich tzibo. The davke bizmanem shay shlich tzibo moitzi rab midei chibosam. The shlich tzibo was moitzi the yoylem bitzilosai. Also, Yochid Yochel Akev, but I don't want him to be made to me. They nasu shluchay baltov. Mashen kein ato shekulam betiyim. Everyone is booking. Raka shliach tzibahu lepiyutim. Afo pishayim ha kaddish u bochu ekol kach. Pesach. That's another reason that Bismaneno, the shatz is not, the ikatful is not through the shatz, so therefore a yochid cannot be moichid, it doesn't want him to be a shatz. Thank you.